Hello.
Hello, sir. My name is Mary. I'm calling with Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey about Maryland politics, and I would like to ask you a few questions. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Yeah. I mean, yes. Sorry.
Thank you, sir. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Approve.
Or would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Wes Moore is doing as governor?
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as president?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you, sir. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Yes, strongly approve.
Thank you. Thank you. Overall, would you say things in the country are moving on the right direction or on the wrong direction?
In the right direction.
Thank you, sir. If the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican?
Right.
Thank you. For who would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Biden.
Thank you, sir. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Biden is doing handling the economy?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And what about the job he's doing handling immigration at our southern border? You strongly approve or somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you, sir. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Biden is doing handling foreign policy?
I'm not that familiar with foreign policy. I'll just say I approve.
Thank you, sir. Due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Would you support or oppose an increase in Maryland sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
Approve.
Okay. And would you say strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat. Approve.
Thank you, sir. Which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? Could be maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland, or maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MARC trains?
Improving the highways and bridges.
Thank you, sir. Currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
I agree. It should be a penalty.
A felony. Thank you, sir. Would you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs with fentanyl if the drug resulted in a death?
I approve.
Thank you. Do you think that you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes?
It's about the right amount.
Thank you. Pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy research centers?
I approve.
Thank you, sir. Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Under a new law, a juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
I favor having them arrested.
Thank you, sir. Do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollars to pay for free health care for people who enter this country illegally?
I disapprove.
And would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly. Disapprove.
Thank you, sir. How frequently do you play the Maryland lottery? Would you say regularly, occasionally, only when the jackpot is big, or never?
Only when the jackpot is big.
Thank you. How much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Marylanders? Would be a big problem, just a problem, not much of a problem, or not a problem at all?
I think it would be a problem.
Thank you, sir. As a way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages 25 to 45 years old to play?
I disapprove.
Disapprove. Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you so much, sir. Should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike?
I approve having the right to strike.
Thank you, sir. Do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of medical aid in dying to get prescription medication they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep, yes or no?
I can't answer that one.
Thank you, sir. If you had an incurable terminal illness, still had a sound mind, had less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, would you want the option of medical aid in dying, yes or no?
Can't answer that one either.
Thank you, sir. Which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal in all cases. Abortion should be legal in most cases. Abortion should be illegal in most cases. Or abortion should be illegal in all cases?
Abortion should be legal in most cases.
Thank you, sir. A disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communication, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Maryland tipped workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages in tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that will raise the minimum wage for tipped workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top?
I approve that. I am favor.
Thank you, sir. Just the last few questions for statistical purposes only, but thank you so much for your time. In which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 and older?
65 and older.
Thank you, sir. With which party are you registered to vote? Are you Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you, sir. If the May 2024 Democratic primary election were held today, for whom would you vote for U.S. Senate if the candidates were Angela Alsobrooks and David Throne?
Angela Alsobrooks.
Thank you, sir. I am going to read you a profile of two Democratic candidates for the U.S. Senate. Candidate B is a 52-year-old African-American female. She is currently county executive in Prince George's County. Over her career, she has lived the fight to create jobs and keep down the cost of living. And candidate A is a 68-year-old white male. He is currently a member of Congress in D.C. representing Maryland's 6th District. Over his career, he has led the fight to progressive priorities and providing opportunity. If the election were held today, for whom would you vote, candidate B or candidate A?
I would vote for candidate B, not because of color.
Understand. And what is your race, just for statistical purposes? It is white, African American, or older?
You said race and you said older?
Older, yes.
Oh, other. Other. Uh-huh. Sorry.
Yeah. The options are the race is other. White, African American, or older?
The answer is other.
Okay, thank you. What is your religious affiliation? Are you Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, another faith, or non-religious?
Another faith.
Thank you, sir. And with this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and thank you so much for your kindness helping me with this question, sir.
You're most welcome.
Take care. Have a great day.